Mount Washington may bill itself as having the worst weather in the world, but on a clear day, you can stand at the summit and see a whole lot, miles and miles into the distance. The U.S. military apparently agrees. According to a report from Wired magazine, the Department of Defense has a base for drone aircraft on or near Mount Washington. It's one of 64 such bases across the country. Noah Shachtman is editor of Wired's Danger Room blog, which covers technology and national security. He joins us now by phone with more. Noah, welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
This report came from a group called Public Intelligence. Can you tell us a little about what they do and where they found their information?
Public Intelligence is one of several groups that, you know, wants to publish sort of hidden or obscured information online. They got most of their information from a 2011 a report from the Air Force that sort of mapped out where the U.S. was keeping its unmanned aircraft.
As you said, there's an online map that comes along with this. What exactly do the pins on that map represent? Do they necessarily mean that there is a plane in each of the locations that has a pin on the map?
It means that there's some kind of unmanned aircraft there, yeah. But they can vary in size from something called a Raven, which is, you know, kind of the size of a model airplane, to something like a Reaper, which both has weapons and is the size of a Cessna.
Raven is one of the types of aircraft listed under Mount Washington's pin on the map, as is Wasp. Can you decipher what that is for us?
Those are basically, those are smaller drones, spy drones, that are used to keep surveillance over a fairly small area. So it's not like these things are going to be flying all over New Hampshire or all over New England, keeping track of people. They're more used for short-in, for close-in situations. Now, it should be noted that those are the same kind of surveillance drones that police prefer also. So, you know, you can look at it one of a couple of different ways.
But up to this point, we don't know yet what they're being used for, only that they're probably there.
I think we can assume that, in general, these drones are being used to train on. And in some cases, with the bigger ones, they might be used. The pilots may be here, but the drones themselves may be flying overseas. For these smaller drones, you can assume it's, you know, the vast majority, if not all of it, is training missions. The question is what happens in that small percentage that's not training missions.
And I was going to ask, because the article does point out that right now it's illegal for military drones to spy on Americans or even technically to operate within the country's borders.
Well, they have to get special dispensation from the FAA, which any number of military installations has gotten. I think the thing to note is just that how vast the infrastructure is to support this new emerging unmanned air fleet that the U.S. is producing. You know, we like to think of drones as something you just kind of fly up there and forget about it, but it turns out that actually you need, you know, literally thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, 64 different installations throughout the United States, and many more overseas to support this new Air Force. So while we like to think of it as robotic and unmanned, in fact, it's very much manned. They're just remotely piloted.
Noah, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Noah Shachtman is editor of the Danger Room blog on national security technology for Wired magazine. You can find a link to their article about U.S. drone bases, including one on or near Mount Washington, by going to our website, nhpr.org.